You're listening to SBS News.
Fears of violence at a white rights rally in the United States Capitol have not materialised after only about 25 protesters showed up, leaving them vastly outnumbered by thousands of counter-protesters. The demonstration, led by Jason Kessler, principal organiser of last year's Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, ended with participants leaving in white vans under a police escort. The rally in Charlottesville had resulted in the death of a woman named Heather Heyer after a car was driven into a crowd of counter-protesters. This year's rally was intended to commemorate last year's event, but Mr. Kessler distanced himself from what he described as alt-right radical groups associated with last year's protest.
I'm making a break from all of the groups, okay? I'm not in the alt-right. I've been telling people that for months. The alt-right shifted very radically, very quickly, and it's not something that I support. It's too extreme. I am doing white rights. I explicitly want to stand up for white people. I'm not backing down on that. I do think that there is enormous social stigma that is keeping us from having the same rights as other people.
The counter-protests, which began earlier in the day, involved diverse groups from black-clad anti-fascists to supporters of the Black Lives Matter movement to families who brought children in strollers. Violence erupted at last year's rally in Charlottesville, sparked by white rights protesters outraged over a plan to remove a Confederate general's statue. At the time, US President Donald Trump also attracted heavy criticism after saying there were what he called very fine people on both sides. Critics said he was equating the counter-protesters with those attending the rally, who included neo-Nazis and other white supremacists. This time, ahead of the Washington protest, Mr. Trump condemned all types of racism in a Twitter post marking the anniversary. But counter-protesters at the event included him in their criticism.
I need to stand up against hate, stand up against white supremacy, stand up against the forces that would take us back to a very, very dark place. There's no place for that here.
It's 2018 and we still have to fight against Nazis in America. That's ridiculous. Americans fought against Nazis in World War II, and now this idiot in the White House is trying to get us started in more friction.
Meanwhile, in Charlottesville, over the weekend, hundreds of police officers maintained a strong presence when students and activists took to the streets. Many directed their anger at the police, harshly criticised last year for their failure to prevent the violence. Susan Brough, the mother of Heather Heyer, spoke directly to white rights followers in an interview with CNN.
White privilege is a very real thing. You know, I struggled a lot in my life. I was a single mom with two kids. My grandparents were coal miners and farmers, and I live in a single wide trailer. I get that demographic, I get the mindset, but it's not mandatory that you think a certain way just because you live a certain way. You have the ability to still think for yourself. You don't have to believe the way you were brought up to believe.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.